With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Travis Anthony Boyd is sentenced to 5 years in prison after being convicted of indecent assault, engaging in sexual activity with a child, and assault by penetration involving two victims. Boyd admitted offenses in one case and was convicted after a trial in another. He's expected to be deported after serving his sentence. An outbreak in the U.S. of a parasite that causes severe diarrhea has health officials confirming there is, quote, no evidence of ongoing local transmission or an outbreak in Cayman. However, there has been one confirmed case, a patient who recently traveled and is believed to have acquired it while away.
At this time, there is no evidence to suggest that the recent increase in cases reported in the United States presents an increased risk to the residents of the Cayman Islands.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf says cyclosporiasis is an intestinal illness caused by a parasite, and people can become infected when they drink water or eat food, usually raw produce. Medical Officer for Health Dr. Erica Simmons says diarrhea is the main symptom and can be acute or last for weeks or months if untreated.
The driving force for this year's increase in cyclosporiasis is unknown, and whilst no specific food item has been identified as the source of infection, nor a specific brand or seller of food, the CDC has advised that lettuce or salad greens, especially prepackaged salads, are potential sources for the infection.
Although the U.S. is a major source of imported produce for the Cayman Islands, health officials say there is, quote, no indication you should avoid fresh fruits and vegetables. A proposed housing development next to one of Grand Cayman's most popular natural attractions is drawing strong objection. The National Trust is formally objecting to a plan to build a 204-lot subdivision next to the Queen Elizabeth II Botanic Park. The land sits along the park's eastern boundary, and the trust says the development is a, quote, major threat to the environment, to tourism, and to the park's future, warning that construction dust, noise, and roaming pets could put the Grand Cayman blue iguana and other native wildlife in danger. The trust is urging the Central Planning Authority to reject the plans unless strict natural buffers are put in place, and says the organization is prepared to launch a public campaign if the application moves forward. And folks in the bracket upskilled on disaster prep. CIGTV's LaVita Thompson has more with Red Cross's O'Neill Minot.
Disaster preparedness took center stage as the Cayman Islands Red Cross visited the sister islands. Volunteers and residents gathered at the Aston Rutty Civic Center in Cayman Brac on Thursday, July 15th for a Disaster Management 101 training session. The free class focused on family emergency planning, disaster response, and recovery tactics ahead of the peak hurricane season.
Where we engage not only our Red Cross volunteers, but members of the public within the Cayman Brac, and it is aimed at equipping them to build community resilience, how to properly prepare, how to properly mitigate threats and risks for a hurricane season and disasters in general, but more importantly, how to respond and to recover from potential disasters.
Organizers say investing in this local knowledge now will drastically reduce the impact of future storms on the Brac community. The Red Cross plans to hold more sessions across all three islands. Residents can find upcoming dates for future sessions on the Cayman Islands Red Cross social media pages.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Tom Sanders. China has accused Donald Trump of malicious smears for saying Beijing meddled in the US presidential election 6 years ago. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said the allegation was groundless. Mr. Trump has repeatedly made unproven claims that the vote, which he lost to Joe Biden, was rigged. Kuwait says Iranian airstrikes have damaged a power plant and water desalination stations. Iran says it targeted US military assets in Kuwait, Bahrain, Jordan, and Syria. Earlier, American forces carried out a sixth consecutive night of attacks on Iran. China's President Xi Jinping has urged the world to work together on the development of artificial intelligence. He said the technology should not be dominated by a single country. Global stock markets have continued to fall, with further losses in Asia. Japan's Nikkei index closed down more than 4%. Analysts have blamed the US-Iran war and growing investor anxiety about the AI boom. Officials in the Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv say a Russian drone attack has killed two people. They say port infrastructure was also damaged. BBC News.